Oh, that's so shitty. I was gonna say, welcome back. The warheads will all rust in threes. But that fucking sucks, dude. That's so bad. That's so shitty. I mean, it's awesome because it's shitty. It's super shitty to the max, some would say. But like, let me think of something else here. They're touring with Five Finger Death Punch, so maybe that's, I don't fucking know.
Yeah, that's sad. That's sad.
Not good. Yeah, I'm probably gonna go to that gig when it comes here for Buffalo. Maybe I'll see if I can talk to some people. Hopefully I don't get the shit kicked out of me.
they have been good in Europe. They have been playing good festival shows, and Dave has been reported smiling on every single one of them. Either he's enjoying himself or he really wants it to seem that way, which are both good things.
I don't know if he's I don't know how capable he is of. He doesn't seem like the kind of person who's good at putting up a facade.
True.
I feel like he's someone that's fairly transparent, and I think that's good and a bad thing. That's good and bad for him. When he's honest, it's clear as day. But also when he's less than honest, it's also clear as day. You know?
Yeah.
He's great at telling the truth, but he's also not very good at lying, in my opinion.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. You know? It's an endearing quality.
Yeah, it's kind of endearing, but also
in a way, like he often is. But you know, like you said last time, which was a while ago, but I recall, like it's kind of endearing, but he also uses as an excuse to be an asshole sometimes.
Yeah, I did a tour about 15 years ago with a band called Thine Eyes Bleed, and it was made up of a band who were really just, they did the band when they were all could coordinate their schedule. They were all techs for bigger bands. The bass player was Tom Araya's brother, John Araya, and they fucking look exactly alike. You could walk him into a club and say, this is Tom from Slayer, and unless you were Tom from Slayer, you probably wouldn't be able to say, no, this is not Tom from Slayer. They look exactly like.
I recall an anecdote about him being on tour with them when he was like 14.
Yeah, he did their lights. Trust me, when we had some gigs and we had some downtime, we would just sit around and listen to him tell stories, because he's been on the road since he was basically 14 years old. You know, he's worked with everyone. And so we, you know, I remember one of them did a tour with Megadeth, and they said that, you know, Dave, like they got to a border, like they were on tour in America, and they got to the border and everyone was asleep, and they started waking people up, because obviously the customs agents come on and they check everyone over. And Mustaine just had like a bunch of, I guess I'll say medication, but, and I'm sure some of it was probably weed, but like, and he had, you know, you're supposed to have your prescriptions and your doctor's stuff all ready to go to show the border agents. And yeah, Mustaine had misplaced all of that. And they were like, the tour manager was freaking out because they're at the border. And they were like, no, this is not good. It's okay that you have this stuff, but like, you need to be able to substantiate it by way of your prescriptions. Yeah. Where are your prescriptions? You should have this in order. And he said, Mustaine looked at the tour manager and said, here's my prescription. And he goes like this,
fuck you.
And he just showed a scowl. And he was like, it's like
his face
was his prescription. And I was like, oh, God.
Well, I mean, I understand how he thinks, but that's not how the world works.
That's not really how the world works, especially at the border of countries.
Call back to me becoming the president in your country. That's not how the world works.
That's not how the world works. You know?
Right.
But I think this was the Canadian border between America and Canada. Oh, yeah. And they could be very, very difficult. You know, I live so close to Canada. The Canadian border is basically 20 minutes from where I live. So I've been to Canada, you know, dozens of times, and I've definitely had my fair share of experiences of being pulled over by customs and having to be
long hair can do that.
Oh yeah, that probably did not help. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but right. You know, I was pulled over all the time when I was younger, and then I was always squeaky clean in my bag too. And then during my weed smoking phase, I sometimes brought it over borders and always successfully. And I don't have any dents in my register at all. But once in Norway, actually, I had to eat it because on comes the dog. I'm like, no, I'm gonna eat this. It wasn't a lot, you know, because
it's still not enjoyable. Doesn't matter.
It was kind of enjoyable afterwards. That's right. You know, riding the train in Sweden, but it was, of course, super stressful in that moment.
Well, of course.
It's the closest I ever got to having problems with that. And these days, I'm much less of a stoner. So,
across
borders. Absolutely. I don't have to do that anymore.
We have a cop. Cop here in Buffalo, or in like a suburb of Buffalo. He's called the Docking Cop because he has a fucking Docking logo tattoo on his forearm.
That's great. Such a fun name,
dude. I'm not even bullshitting you. Like, I got pulled over one time at like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, and I can't even begin to tell you how sketchy I looked. This was in like February, which in Buffalo, the temperature tops out at about 10 degrees at that point. You know, it was freezing. I got pulled over. It was 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, because my band was doing like a weekend run of gigs. And we had to leave really early in the morning. So I went to our rehearsal space. And as I was pulling in, I had left the bank, which was around the corner, just to get some money for the weekend. And just because of, you know, me getting money out of the ATM or whatever, just because, I was right around the corner, I didn't really situate myself right, because I figured, okay, well, I got the money and I'm just driving around the corner. So when I got pulled over, my window was down. I had sunglasses on. My hair was down, and I had no seatbelt on when I got pulled over. Can you imagine a police officer pulling over a long-haired dude with sunglasses, window down, in the middle of winter, and no seatbelt?
Who likes to frequent ATMs in the middle of the night?
Exactly. At 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. I remember as I pulled over, because he pulled me over in my parking spot in the parking lot of our rehearsal space. I remember thinking to myself, I did the quick math, and I was like, oh, I'm fucked. Like, I don't know.
Well, you didn't have anything, right?
Yeah, but dude, man, things can get fucking hairy over here sometimes, man.
I watched Cops.
Yes. Things, and
America's biggest car chases.
And I certainly looked like I was up to no good. And the cop goes, and I had heard rumors about the Docking Cop in this area.
All right.
The rumors had gone around, but I didn't know you hear shit like that, and you're like, how real could that be?
Docking
that
cops.
Can't be real. So I get pulled over, cop comes over, he goes, where are you going? And I said, well, believe it or not, right here. This is where my car stops. I'm in the parking lot of where I'm supposed to be. He goes, all right, license and registration. So I give my shit to him. Obviously, all this stuff is editable, but so I give him my stuff. He comes back to the car after a couple minutes, probably just to make sure I don't have any warrants out or whatever, penny tickets or whatever. And so he goes, what are you doing here? I go, well, I'm in a band, and this is our rehearsal spot, and we're all meeting up here in the next 20 minutes to load up the band.
And he's just like, George Lynch, man.
Dude, I'm fucking, I'm getting there, trust me.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm in a band. This is where we rehearse. We're all meeting here in 20 minutes. We're going to load up the van, and we actually have to go to Atlanta, Georgia this weekend. And then we got a couple gigs. And he goes, oh, what kind of music are you? And I was like, well, we play the heavy metal. And he was like, oh, yeah? And I was like, yeah. He goes, okay. He goes, I got a question for you. And I'm thinking, oh, no. The fuck is this? He goes, who was George Lynch's first band? And I said, Docking. Sit there thinking in your room. You feel the pressure, you're going crazy too. The walls around you closing in. You need a chance. And he hands me my license and my registration. He goes, you have a good gig, man. And as he walks away, I go, are you the Docking Cop? He goes, sure am. And he held up his forearm. There it is, the Docking logo just tattooed on his forearm. Now I'm breaking the chains. Oh, Could not fucking believe it. Could not fucking believe it.
Nice story. Todd the Reader's Digest.
I have a hard time seeing that happen in Sweden. Meshuggah Cop.
Meshuggah Cop. Oh happen. My God. Yeah.
Well, I do know a cop and he likes heavy metal, so maybe, yeah. But yeah, no Doc and Cop. No Meshuggah Cop. Not here. I don't think so.
Not that you know of.
Not that I know of.
Not that you know of.